flips on Papilla. These are good. Today's date is 12/18/2023. Dictation is for Mr. James Whitmore. Whitmore spells W-H-I-T-M-O-R-E. James spells J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 03/30/1963. This is a 60-year-old gentleman, heir to established care for substance abuse, namely hydrocodone. Patient stated that sometime in July of this year, 2023, he had a MRSA infection on his lung, which had to be resected surgically. He states that after resection, he was prescribed oxycodone, which he takes on a routine basis, and got to the point where he cannot do without them, period. He said after the provider stopped prescribing this medication for him, he was able to go in the streets and get them at a cost. He said he will pay roughly approximately $400 weekly for a street suboxone, period. Patient stated that he looked on the internet for help and our facility was among those recommended for him, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, lung infection, past surgical history, lung resection. Next paragraph, social history. Tobacco use, he stopped 3 years ago. Says he used nicotine dip or patch. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history. He says mom died from esophagus cancer at 63. Mom died from esophagus cancer at age 63, and his father died at 90 of Alzheimer's, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, no tremors. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 171 over 89. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory. And expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has two large post-surgical scars on the posterior surface of his chest. These scars are well healed with no evidence of secondary infection, period. Next paragraph. No vesicles, no bolli. No macules or papules, period. Next paragraph. Extremity, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and cerebral nerves to attend as normal. Motor and sensory functions and normal mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two. Elevated blood pressure, open parenthesis. Patient is being followed by an outside provider for this condition. Next paragraph. Suboxone therapy, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. The data from PMP aware reveals that this patient last received hydrocodone on 9/12/2023. Notice in the past he has been on Adderall for an extensive period of time. He said he's no longer taking this medication, period. It appears as if this patient was on Adderall for the past year or more. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done in clinic today. Urinalysis revealed hydrocodone. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was given as follows: Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. You would take 1 film SL BID for 30 days. Number 660. No refills. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.